We are very thankful you were willing to stay for this meeting. This meeting could mark a difference in your life. And we will want to open the scriptures, the word of God, and see what God says. I would like to read, first of all, in the book of Daniel. Daniel on chapter 5. We'll just read from verse 24. Then was the part of the hand sent from him, and this writing was written. And this is the writing that was written: Mene, Mene, Tekel, Upharsin. This is the interpretation of the thing. Mene, God hath numbered thy kingdom and finished it. Tekel, thou art weighed in the balances and art found wanting. Peres, thy kingdom is divided and given to the Medes and Persians. With this, we will turn now to the Gospel of John and chapter 19. The Gospel of John and chapter 19. Verse 30. When Jesus therefore had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished." And he bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Now I would like to read a verse in the Gospel of Matthew, Matthew chapter 14. And verse 28, and Peter answered him and said, "Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water." And he said, "Come." And one last verse in the Gospel of Mark in chapter 16. The Gospel of Mark in chapter 16. Verse 15, and he said unto them, "Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be condemned." We pray the Lord, we trust the Lord will bless the reading of his precious word. Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel. Tonight I am going to preach a message that I have been preaching for years in Venezuela. Does Jackson need the same message? I believe it does. But as I am not very fluent in English, I would like to just stress five words that we have read in these scriptures. If you forget all I said and remember these five words, I will be happy. First of all, the first word is the word that God sent to that king of old. What was the word? Wanting. Wanting. The second word is a word that the Lord Jesus Christ said from Calvary. Finished. Finished. In our English Bible, it is three words, right? But those who know a little bit of Greek know it is one word. Finished. And then I would like to stress the word that the Lord Jesus Christ said to Peter. Come. Come. The last word is not a very nice word. But I wouldn't be faithful to you if I didn't add this word at the end of the message. What is the word? Condemned. Condemned. There he was, that king of old, a mighty king, the greatest king of the world at that time. Do you know he knew a lot about God too? Daniel says to him, knowing all this, I am talking to people, to children, and many ones who know a lot about the Bible, don't you? Thank God for this book. It is the greatest book in the world. We have been these days opening this book time after time. It is God's word. But that night, that king was having a feast, a great party. He was enjoying himself to the full until all of a sudden a hand appears. And the hand begins writing, and it writes three words. And the king is looking at the hand, and you know he starts to tremble. And one knee begins to hit the other knee. Mene, mene, tekelu parsin. He didn't know what the word said. He didn't know what they meant. They were in another language. And he called all his knowledgeable people. No one could tell him what those words meant. But then along came Daniel. And Daniel was sent from God. Whose was that hand that was writing that night? Whose was it? It was God's hand. God had a message for that man. Let me tell you tonight, God has a message for you too. I don't know who you are. I don't know what's your name. But I know this, God has a message for you tonight. The king was watching the hand while it was writing, but then comes Daniel. And I would like to stress only one of these words. Daniel gave the interpretation of that word. Thou art weighed in the balance and found wanting. Whose balance is this? This is the ancient way of measuring weights. But here was, the king had been placed in the balance of God. And what was the result? One word, wanting. What does that mean? There was something very definite lacking there. It wasn't that the balance just slightly tilted to one side. No. The balance went like this. If you put on one side a feather and one side 10 kilos of lead, how would the balance go? Just like that, right? Found wanting. Can I tell you something tonight, dear friend, dear boy and girl? You have been placed in that very same balance. Yes. God has weighed every soul in this world on his own balance. Would you like to know the result? Would you like to know what God has found out about you? One day I found out what he had found out about me. And I wasn't very happy. Wanting. Something is very definitely missing. Wanting. judge of all the earth, has weighed me up in his balance, and I have been found wanting. Don't look behind you. Don't look beside you. Look to yourself and understand that you have been found wanting before God. Wanting. You don't meet the requirements of his righteousness. No. God says there is no difference, for all have sinned and have come short of the glory of God. How many people feel and think that, well, I'm all right. I don't have anything to worry about. That's what you think, is it? What does God say? The maximum court of appeal, the maximum court of justice of the universe. Are you listening? This is with you wanting. You're not ready. You're not ready. When I came into the States, my name was put into the computer. Actually, before I left Venezuela, my name was put into the computer. This man all right? Well, they checked it out. And they said, you can come. But in Venezuela, there is a lot of people that if they want to come to the States, do you know what the States will say? No, you can't come. They're in the red books, would you say? They can't come. Do you know, dear friend, tonight, when this very short life has ended, where will your soul be? There is only two places, according to this book, and that's what I believe. There is a heaven of glory, and there is a place of condemnation, of judgment. Where will you be? Where will you be? Just as you are right now. Do you know what heaven says? No, you can't come here. Why? You have been found wanting. You don't meet the requirements that heaven has. For to get into heaven, you must have God's righteousness. Do you have God's righteousness? You have your own righteousness. Do you have God's righteousness? This is bad news, isn't it? This isn't very easy to convey this truth, but you have been found wanting. But now, let's get to another place tonight. This is my favorite place. Do you know what it is called? Calvary. How many people were there standing at the cross looking on the Lord Jesus Christ? A lot of people were laughing at him, were mocking him. They're doing all sorts of things. What would you have been doing? But after 6 hours on that lonely cross, all of a sudden we hear a shout of victory. What is the shout? It is finished. What a word. Finished. What was finished? What I couldn't do, he did it. He paid the price at Calvary. Did he pay it in full? Venezuela, when you go to buy an article, a lot of shops have this possibility. You don't have enough money? Well, just give us what you have and come back later with the rest, and then you can get it. So they have at the bottom, paid so much, lacking so much. And you take your little piece of paper. I have to take back 10,000 believers to get this. And you get the 10,000 believers, and then they say, paid in full. Paid in full. Dear friend, tonight, do you know what was done at Calvary? I was the guilty sinner. I had to pay for my sins, but I couldn't. I didn't have any possible way of paying for my sins. But do you know what Christ did? He paid for me. He paid for me. And do you know what he said? Finished! How much did he pay? 99%? Or 99.9%? No. He paid 100%. Finished. What a glorious word, isn't it? It just fills our heart with joy. Those who are saved, we look at that cross and we can hear that word, finished. He paid in full the price. Did he pay it or did he not? He said, it is finished. Thank the Lord. He did finish. He did pay in full the price. But what does heaven say? Heaven says, yes. On the third day, the tomb was found empty. Do you know what heaven said? Finished! It is. God's answer to that sacrifice was an empty tomb. But what do you say tonight? Do you believe that? I remember the day when I believed that in my own heart. He said, it is finished. God says, yes, it is finished. I remember that night when I said, thank God, it was finished. It was finished for me. Have you come to understand that yet? Remember wanting, but remember finished. We'll come to the third word. It is one of the most beautiful words in the Bible. What is it? Come. Come. Peter says, Lord, will you say come? I want to go to you. But command, say come. And the Lord said, come. Do you know, dear friend, tonight, if we could open the doors of heaven and hear a voice that comes from inside, what would the voice be saying? The voice would be saying this, come. Do you not want to come? Not to me. Do you not want to come to the Savior? Come. Peter got off the boat and started to walk to the Lord as soon as he said, come. But you haven't attended to that voice. The work of the cross was finished completely. There is only one thing that is lacking. What is lacking? God says, come. Don't misunderstand me. There's nothing lacking in that work. But for you to enjoy the blessings that flow from that cross, you have to come. Come. How much money do you have to bring in your hands? Nothing. You only have to come. You have heard that word more than once, haven't you? Maybe you're tired of hearing that word. There he goes again, you see. Listen to me. You might be hearing that verse, that word, for the last time tonight. God says, come. Is there anyone up this side of our gathering today? Are you not willing to come? Is there anyone here? Are you not going to come? Is there anyone over here? And you? God is saying, come. How are you going to come? Just as you are. You have to come to the Lord as a sinner, dear friend. Do you know, Cain came to God with a beautiful offering. The best of his farm. He says, God, this is what I'm bringing you. What did God say? No. God wouldn't accept it. But Abel came. Abel came with a lamb. Do you know what? He was received. He was saved, right? Abel came. How are you going to come? Do you know there's only one kind of person that the Lord Jesus Christ can receive? Do you know that? I love the words that the enemy said about the Lord. He receiveth sinners. Is there any sinners tonight in the meeting? Maybe there isn't. You're not one, are you? Well, if you have been convicted by the word of God that you are, come. If you come as a sinner, he will receive you. He has been waiting for you a long time, hasn't he? He has called you very many times. He says, come. What would happen if you came to the Lord Jesus tonight? If you came as a sinner, what would happen? I would like to just say one word. We have read already, accepted. Accepted. Your sins would disappear. You would receive God's righteousness. And there would be only one word. God could stamp that word on your soul. Accepted. Accepted. Isn't that a beautiful word? Accepted. Accepted in the Beloved. Only in him you can find salvation tonight, dear friend. Accepted. What does that verse, word really mean? Do you know? Amazing. It's really amazing. God says, if you come, I will treat you and accept you as if you were my very own son. Accepted in the Beloved. What a beautiful word, isn't it? But you still don't want to come? If God was offering you a prize of $10 million, would you come? You would. I would too. But do you know God is offering you something that's worth more than $10 million? Yes, more. More than $100 million. More than the whole world can give. God is offering you his salvation. Come. The only thing you have to do is come. If you come by faith to the Lord Jesus Christ tonight, he will freely forgive. He will give you eternal life. He will give you salvation, justification. But he's still waiting. He's waiting for you to come. Do you know if we're to come to the Lord Jesus Christ, you don't have to get up out of your seat? You know that. You don't have to lift your hand up? No. In that seat where you're seated tonight, without opening your mouth, you could come to Him. He says, come. He could be accepted in the Beloved. But let me, I really don't want to get to that last word. It's not a very nice word, is it? Just let me ask you tonight, what will happen if you don't come to Jesus? What will happen if you decide, leave me alone, Brother Alan? I don't have time for that stuff. I want to live my own life. I want to enjoy the world. The world looks bright, doesn't it? Many nice sounds and nice colors. What will happen if you never come to Jesus? Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. He that believeth and is baptized shall be saved. He that believeth not shall be condemned. Do we have to stress that? Do you know, dear soul, tonight, what awaits you if you don't come to Jesus? If you don't come to the Savior, dear friend, tonight, there is an awful place called hell. Can it be possible that I am talking tonight to some soul that is going to be there? Are you going to be there? Why? God doesn't want that. We don't want that. It all depends on your decision. It all depends on you. Dear friend, tonight, if you don't come, there's only one thing that awaits your soul: the flames of eternal condemnation. That's not easy to say, but that's the truth. Here it is. This is what this book says. Do you know God has never said something that is not true? Condemned. Condemned. Do you know what? After God gave His Son, would you be willing to give your back to God? After the Lord Jesus Christ gave His life, would you be willing to give your back to Him tonight? I am not worried tonight what you're thinking about me. Do you know what I'm worried about? What are you thinking about Christ? What are you going to do with Him? Are you going to leave Him outside? Or are you going to let Him in? If I were to give you the opportunity tonight of making a list of the things that man and woman can do, what would be the most awful sin that you could imagine? Would it be killing somebody? Kidnapping? There's some awful sins in this world, isn't there? You wouldn't like to even mention them. But do you know what is a sin that is going to take millions and millions to the lake of fire? Do you know what it is? They didn't believe. That's what you're doing tonight, isn't it? You haven't believed yet. Why don't you come tonight to the Savior? What are you waiting for? A better day? Do you know, this is the best day. There couldn't be a better day. Tomorrow it could be too late. The invitation, are you listening up there? Come! Over here, are you listening? What does heaven say? Come! Just in case you didn't hear over here. What does heaven say to you? Come. Come. What a sweet invitation. You decide. It's your decision. We are not going to oblige you. No. Do you know what? God isn't going to force you either. It is your decision. What are you going to do with Jesus? Make a right decision tonight. You're risking your soul tonight. While you stay away from Him, you could be lost. Don't remember. Don't forget. Five words, right? First word was what? Wanting. The second word, finished. Finished. What's the third word? Come. Come. What's the fourth word? Accepted. Accepted. Shall we say the last word or not? I have to say it, don't I? Condemned. Condemned. You're going to decide whether it be accepted or it be condemned. What's going to make the difference? If you come or if you don't come. What does the Lord Jesus Christ say? Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. What does it say in Spanish? Venid a mí. Todos los que estáis trabajados y cargados, y yo os haré descansar. You didn't understand that, did you? Maybe some did. But what does that say? Come. Shall we pray? Our Father, we bow our hearts before thy throne. We bless thee for the glorious message of the gospel. We thank thee tonight because there is salvation for every human soul. We thank you for the work that was finished there at Calvary that has power to save. Even tonight in 2017, there is power in that glorious Savior. But Father, how many are coming to Him? We pray that in our gathering tonight, some soul might come to Jesus. Oh Father, we pray that thou wilt bless thy word and grant that heaven might rejoice tonight in a sinner coming to repentance. Here we are before thy throne. We bless thee for these days past hearing thy word. And we would pray for every soul in our gathering that some soul might receive the greatest blessing of all, salvation, eternal life in Christ. We thank thee now also for the good food that has been provided by our brethren here, and we pray that we might have grateful hearts as we partake of these good things. Receive our thanks, and we also commend ourselves into thy hands as we travel, go our way home. We pray for thy blessing. In the precious name of the Lord Jesus Christ, amen. I would like to sing a hymn as we finish. Hymn number 333. Just as I am, without one plea, but that thy blood was shed for me, and that thou bidst me come to thee, O Lamb of God, I come. If you would only sing this from your heart tonight, wouldn't it be a blessing? I come. Number 333, thank you very much for your attention.